With Bookbeat, I'm Don Sway. Ever since his days as fiction editor at Esquire, Gordon Lish has been searching for new voices in literature. And as an editor at Knopf and a teacher at Columbia and NYU, Lish has been a guiding spirit to many younger writers whose work is often experimental. But with two novels and a short story collection of his own, Gordon Lish has developed his own unique fictional voice. This is true especially of Lish's novel, Dear Mr. Capote, in which a man who claims to be a mass murderer asks Truman Capote to write his story. In Gordon Lish's latest novel, Peru, the narrator is a man named Gordon, who is haunted by an incident in his childhood in which he, either real or imagined, murders a six-year-old playmate with a toy hoe. Gordon Lish says it's completely fiction, even though his intention was to make the work appear to be scrupulously autobiographical.
Part of the fun, I think, in delivering a book is to see how close one can come to producing that very effect.
And yet...
There was an episode in my youth, a squabble over a sandbox. A boy banged me on the head with a shovel.
In Peru, the young Gordon's victim is named Stephen Michael Adenoff, born 1934, died 1940, to whom the novel is dedicated.
Everything within the covers of a book that is presented as fiction is indeed fiction, so that there's no reason why the dedication oughtn't to yield itself up to the very same kind of play that the text at large has.
Gordon Lish's mysterious novel, Peru, which has nothing to do with Peru except in a passing way, evokes the bewildering nature of childhood and its legacy on an adult. Published by William Abrahams Dutton. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain. The novel Peru by Gordon Lish begins with a television film clip of a jailbreak on the roof of a prison in Peru and the carnage as police open fire with machine guns. This scene and an accident involving a taxicab in New York trigger a childhood memory by the book's narrator, also called Gordon. Gordon's murder of a six-year-old playmate in a sandbox. Gordon Lish says his intention was to describe the feelings, wild suppositions, and confusions in a young child.
It's easy for us to forget how our minds at the age of six were suffusions of one lunatic notion after another.
Gordon Lish remembers the massive amount of misinformation he absorbed as a child.
I can recall when I was a boy hearing adults say that this or that child might or might not get there. Get there to them had to do with a kind of success that could be measured. I don't know how I got this notion in my head, but get there seemed to me to be something to do with Florida.
When you got to Florida, you got there. Readers expecting a travel book about Peru won't find it in Gordon Lish's novel.
Peru is simply to suggest this kind of place where all the things that represent the strange admixture of fact and fantasy and youth, of horror and wonder, of truly the awesome, mix with each other, and it's a better place.
Gordon Lish is still obsessed with words and voices in fiction and hopes to create a new novel that will not be like anything anyone has ever done before. Peru, published by William Abrahams Dutton, comes close to that goal. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain.